Thank you. It's a Mr. Fizz Friday. Gardening guru Jim Fizzell is on the phone, and summer is about here, huh, Jim?
First week of meteorological summer started Monday. Astronomical summer doesn't start until June 21, which is in a couple, 3 weeks. All of a sudden, we're going to get some summer here, it looks like. It's not too late to plant. We're going to talk about that. First of all, I wanted to remember D-Day, June 6th of 1944. That's 66 years ago. I remember it very well, and I still have a few friends who served in World War II. Most of them are all gone. God bless them all.
Indeed, and thank you for bringing that up. You've got some planting advice and other things to talk about after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out more. Go to a dealer. Take a test drive. Chevy drives Chicago. Okay, Mr. Fizz, I was reading the Old Farmer's Almanac, and there was this quote, "Dripping June brings all things in tune." But you're saying it has not been dripping so far in June in Park Ridge, huh?
It is really dry here. We've had 9/10 of an inch of water in the whole month of May. And for 2 weeks before that in April, we still had extended dry weather. So in the last 6 or 7 weeks, we've had less than an inch of water. Now, NOAA talks about the normal temperatures and precipitation for the summer, but there are some forecasters that are saying we're going to have a rather mild temperature-wise summer, but very, very dry. Now, if it continues what we've started where we are, that's really going to be dry. We need to talk just a little bit about getting your garden planted. Maybe you got it planted last week, or maybe you haven't planted or aren't going to plant it at all. If you're thinking about it and haven't done it and you think it's too late, it's not too late. Plenty of time. June's a terrific time to start planting gardens. Soils are warm, days are warm, nights are cool, usually moist, put question mark after that. And there are lots of plants that are available, started plants and flats and pots in garden centers and hardware stores and big box shops. And there's still a good selection of tomatoes and vine crops and even flowers. So it's not too late for that, but it's also not too late to sow seeds out in your garden. They germinate fairly quickly this time of year because of the warm temperatures, providing you provide them with some moisture. Marigolds, zinnias, beans, lettuce, carrots, even fall broccoli can be seeded now. I normally put a board over the rows or some kind of cover over the beds just to keep the soil moist until the seeds begin to come up. And as soon as they come up, you have to take that off. Also, I've noticed in stores all around the area, started summer bulbs. These would be things like tuberous begonias, cannas, begonias, dahlias, things like this that are in pots that can be used to fill in voids in the garden where some plantings haven't come up or whether you just didn't plant yet. Now, there are some problems that are showing up. I mentioned dry. Now, there's a prediction for today and tomorrow and a few days next week that we're going to get moisture. They're talking about a few hundredths of an inch here, few hundredths of an inch there, just enough to wet the top of the soil. You need to do something about that. If you've got your garden planted, you need to keep watering it. I like to use a hand watering device with a rose on the end of it for rows of plants or individual plants. The way to do it is to water throughout your whole row, start one end and water to the other end. Now, don't put any more water on them than will stay without running off. Now, as soon as it soaks in, go back and do it over again. That will soak in much more quickly because the soil is already wet enough that it won't repel the water. You really need to watch the plants. They will tell you if they're dry. If they wilt during the afternoon, that's one thing. But if they stay wilted overnight, you definitely need to get water on. Usually plants will wilt if the sun is out and full and they're not really used to it, but will recover at night. So watch that. Go out the next morning and make sure they've come up. I would still get water on them within a day or two if they're doing that. Now, out in the lawns and in the beds, use a sprinkler. Be sure you put down an inch of water per time. I know a lot of the sprinkler systems are set up to water 3 or 4 times a week or even every day, put down just a little bit of moisture. Now, that keeps the root systems very close to the surface. You need to put down a full inch of water each time. Put out a coffee can or if you've got a rain gauge to make sure you're getting the full 1 inch down. Now, you can water trees the same way. Water the whole area underneath the tree to put down a full inch. and maybe 2 inches if you can get the water to soak in. There again, staged water to do that. A couple of other problems. In spite of the fact that it's so dry, wouldn't you know the weeds are growing? Hoe them out as soon as you see them. A lot easier to get them out when you can just hoe them out than when you have to cut them off with a pair of scissors to get rid of them. The other thing I've noticed this year, we have an abundance of rabbits.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
No, Mr. Fizz is not advocating the use of a shotgun as Mr. Fudd used.
Wabbit, yeah. Fence them out. Chicken wire, that works. Put the chicken wire around the bed where you're having a problem, or even put cages over the plants. There is a fencing material called Easy Rabbit Fencing, which I believe is still available in some places. These are segments that you can buy. They're about 2.5 feet long. You push them into the ground close enough together that there's no space between them. They will keep rabbit out, and you can move them around when the plants get big enough that rabbit isn't going to bother them. Keep picking your asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, strawberries. The first strawberries are in, but they won't be here very long. I know that because by the end of June, they're going to be gone, and you're going to be sorry you didn't do something with them, like make that strawberry rhubarb pie. I can taste it right now. This is really going to be a good weekend for being outdoors. It's going to be warm. Any showers are going to be short-lived and probably not enough to stop and put a raincoat on. So you can just get out and enjoy being outside.
Mr. Fizz, gardening guru Jim Fizzell. On the food calendar, it is National Donut Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.